USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There are signs of progress in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. This comes as Russia said it would greatly scale back its military activity near Kyiv, but the U.S. and the West aren't buying it, preferring to see what Russia does as opposed to reading what they say. But delegations from the two countries met in Istanbul. Both sides say the talks were constructive. The House January 6th Select Committee have records showing gaps in the White House daily diary and call log from the day the insurrection happened last year. It is now looking into whether former President Trump and his White House staff used so-called burner phones to communicate that day to avoid scrutiny. California Democrat Pete Aguilar spoke to CBS.
It's almost like they didn't want this out there. And so we need to get to the bottom of this.
The Dow was up by 338 points. NASDAQ and S&P 500 up as well. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.